June 30th marks the one-year anniversary of the return of Issues Etc., and we'd like to celebrate this milestone with you. You're invited to an open house at the studio and office of Lutheran Public Radio beginning Tuesday afternoon at 4 on June the 30th. Food, friendship, and fun. RSVP to Craig at issuesetc.org. We hope to see you here in Collinsville, Illinois on Tuesday, June the 30th. RSVP to Craig at issuesetc.org. Time for Soundbite of the Week. It's a simple game we play here every Friday. We play four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio, and then we let you vote which one you think ought to be the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got Dr. Carl Fikancher on the active and passive obedience of Christ. We got Pastor Jonathan Fisk on what to do if your pastor preaches how-to sermons. We've got Greg Kokel on President Obama's Cloning Day policy, and soundbite number four, Warren Cole Smith on who chooses songs for contemporary worship. Here's soundbite number one, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org.
So first, he did what we call the active obedience, the active obeying of each commandment. He did for us what was expected of each one of us. And then in what we call his passive obedience, he took the punishment for our failure to do so. So now, God forgives us for our failures to keep the commandments because Jesus has taken the punishment, and God looks at us and says, you have kept these commandments perfectly because you are in my Son, Christ Jesus. And you know, the greatest thought of all is that when God says to us, you have kept the commandment, you are holy, you are righteous because you are in Christ Jesus, then even though our observation, our very sober self-examination says, I've sinned, I've broken the commandments, then God's word trumps even our own observation. When God says, yes, but you are holy, yes, but for Christ's sake, the commandment has been kept for you, you are righteous, then in fact, we are righteous. We are holy. We have kept the commandments, even though everything we see about ourselves cries to the opposite.
Here's soundbite number two, Pastor Jonathan Fisk. If your pastor preaches how-to sermons, what are you to do?
There's an old story from the early church about St. John the Apostle, who was living in Ephesus at the end of his life. He was at the bathhouse. There was a heretic, a false teacher who had arisen from within the community and was teaching falsely. And the story goes that John ran naked down the streets of Ephesus to flee from this false teacher, lest he be struck down, you know, the building collapse upon them both. And that is what Christians in America who do know they need Jesus for salvation need to begin to do. When you hear pastors who are preaching how to, you need to flee. This kind of preaching will destroy your faith. It will point you to yourself again and again and again, and what you'll find there is a pit of blackness and darkness. If you don't find that there, and you find something you're pretty proud of, you're even in a worse state than before. And so if you're the Christian who's coming up to pastor saying, yeah, I got all this Jesus stuff, now let's get busy, I got one word for you, repent. You have not begun to touch the depth of your sin. You need to really touch your flesh, see if you got a pulse, and then go see what Scripture says about that flesh and how much it needs Jesus preached day in, day out, week in, week out, daily renewal and drowning in the grace of baptism and nowhere else.
That's soundbite number two. Here's soundbite number three, Greg Kokel on President Obama's cloning policy.
Here is the real key question. What is the difference between the cloning that produces cells for therapy, therapeutic cloning, and the cloning that produces a new human being? And here's the answer. There is no difference whatsoever. The cloning is exactly the same, and the cloning always reproduces another human being in both cases. The real question is whether or not the human being is allowed to survive and live a natural life, or the human being that is created through the cloning process is sacrificed on the altar of science. What the president is saying is, yes, we are going to clone, but we are not going to allow the clone to survive to adulthood. We're going to kill the cloned human being before it gets that old.
That's soundbite number three, and here comes soundbite number four, Warren Cole Smith on who chooses the songs for contemporary worship.
The answer to that question is a woman that I call Becky. Let me tell you who Becky is. Becky is the object of market research. Becky's 34 years old, drives a minivan, has two kids, and wants to listen to a radio station that, to use the phrase that's going around the industry today, is, quote, safe for the entire family. That means that, you know, no profanity and not anything that's objectionable, no discussion even of homosexuality or abortion on that radio station. But whenever I hear that phrase, safe for the entire family, remember what C.S. Lewis said about Aslan, the lion in the Chronicles of Narnia, that he was a good lion, but he was not a safe lion. And unfortunately, Christian radio is a place that has become safe but not good for us anymore. And what Becky likes, what the radio station programs for Becky's ears, becomes the songs that we sing in our contemporary worship services a year or two or 3 years from now. So contrast that from the way we've decided what we sing in the past. These great old hymns of the faith that were carefully selected by the wisest theological minds of our churches had a very powerful teaching impact on the young people. They joined us together. They knit our hearts together as a congregation, and not just with the ones that were standing in the room with us, but with the generations that had gone before us. Unfortunately, when we sing contemporary songs that have been picked out for us by Becky, we dislocate ourselves both from that history, but also from the great theology of our Christian faith.
All right, there are your sound bites. Soundbite number one, Dr. Carl Fekencher on the active and passive obedience of Christ. Soundbite number two, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, if your pastor preaches how-to sermons. Soundbite number three, Greg Kokel on President Obama's cloning policy. Or soundbite number four, Warren Cole Smith on who chooses the songs for contemporary worship. Which should be the soundbite of the week? I want your vote. 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday. It's the 19th of June. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. 1-877-623-6943. Best vote this week. We'll get the LPR bundle package. I'll tell you about it on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Resurrection Lutheran, Detroit, Michigan. Bethlehem Lutheran, Parma, Ohio. St. Paul's Lutheran, Lockport, Illinois. Faith Lutheran, Columbus, Indiana. Glory of Christ Lutheran, Plymouth, Minnesota. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Arnold, Missouri. Peace Lutheran, Sussex, Wisconsin. Our Redeemer Lutheran, Cedar Falls, Iowa. Zion Lutheran, Moberly, Missouri. And Elm Grove Lutheran, Elm Grove, Wisconsin. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget on our website, issuesetc.org. Click Promote. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org. Click Promote. Find out about the Issues Etc. 300.
We love our on-demand listeners. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Help inform your fellow parishioners about Issues Etc. issuesetc.org. Click Promote and copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. We update this paragraph weekly. Go to the Promote page of our website, issuesetc.org.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Rory on Davis, Pastor Matt Conrad, Damian Levu, Debbie Lucascio, Sarah Rausch, Christopher Brandt, Amy Brandt, Pastor Ed Balfour, Curtis Wirtz, and Gene Viles. Thanks for your support.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. live this Friday afternoon, the 19th of June. Our call-in number 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Best vote this week gets the LPR bundle package. That means an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. bumper sticker, and an Issues Etc. pin. The only pin I use. I found this pin sitting in my office. Who brought it in here? This is an unneeded pin. I only use the Issues Etc. pin in my office. That one was from, I shouldn't have thrown it away. It came from the Nebraska District. Who passed that resolution? Sorry, Nebraska District. Thanks for the resolution. Your pin will be allowed in the studio, but none others. This one right here, too. This is Jeff Sharpie. I shouldn't be touching it. It's been in his mouth. There we go. It goes to the other side of the room, too. Every pin that Jeff has ever handled spends most of its time in his mouth. Should tell you something about Jeff and his upbringing. We need to talk to your mom about this.
Better than in my ears when you think about it.
Well, that's true. That's true. But I know whenever Jeff leaves a pin, not to, stay away. I usually tell Craig, hey, there's a pin. You want it? Which explains why Jeff is always given the stuff that he brings. It explains why the sicknesses always go from you to Craig over there. Chris is calling from Indianapolis. Hi, Chris.
Hey, I got to vote for soundbite number 4.
And why?
The reason why is because if you care and you love Becky, then, you know, here at Pirate Christian Radio, we don't let Becky have a vote, and at our church, we don't let Becky have a say. So for the sake of loving Becky and giving her the gospel of Jesus Christ, we can't let her have a vote on radio content or singing content at all for her own sake.
Chris, thank you very much. What about the rest of you? We're voting for Soundbite of the Week this Friday afternoon on Issues Etc. Chris votes for Warren Cole Smith on Who Chooses the Songs for Contemporary Worship. Of course, everybody knows this. It's chosen because of what's being played on the top 40 or 20, whatever it may be, in contemporary Christian radio. That's what's being chosen. It's all market-driven. This comes from Bob in Vermont. I vote for Warren Cole Smith. That would be soundbite number 4 as well. Colossians 3:16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. The word of Christ is not a predominant component of contemporary songs, which appeal to the marketer's prototypical Becky. All too often, pastors neglect their duty to protect their sheep by allowing their exposure in a church service to the sub-orthodox or to even heterodox teaching promulgated by the words of all too many contemporary, quote-unquote, Christian songs. Thanks, Bob from Newport, Vermont. Yeah. Why is it being played on the radio? Because it sells. Why does it sell? That's not a question that can be answered with sound theology. Sound theology doesn't necessarily sell. There are other reasons why those songs sell, and other reasons then why they're being sung in contemporary worship. Dan in Olympia, Washington says, it's between number 2 and 4 for me. There's more of an urgency for me talking about who chooses contemporary worship songs, and he spoke it so well, so it's number 4. For Dan in Olympia, Washington. Marjorie in Lake Stevens, Washington says, I vote for number 4. She gives no reasons. Perhaps they're secrets. Jerry in Deer Lodge, Montana. I vote for Warren Cole Smith's comments on the contemporary songs versus hymns in worship. The contemporary praise songs do nothing to tell us the gospel. We studied the Augsburg Confession at our district convention earlier this week, and one of the first things I noticed was that Lutheran, the early Lutheran teachers, used hymns to teach those who could not read the word. This is what I enjoy about our Lutheran hymnals and our Lutheran hymns, is that they have a message. Everyone tells the gospel. Contemporary Christian radio is not the Christian's friend. Thank you, Jerry. Elaine in Canada says, hi, Pastor Wilkin. Hi, Elaine. My vote is for soundbite number 1 and how our Savior did it all for us at the cross. I just wanted to mention
that I also read Jeff's choice for a blog of the week and thought it was a great choice. Hey, great minds are running in the same circles. Dennis in St. John's, Michigan says, hey, the sun's shining in Michigan, exclamation intended. Went golfing this morning and all the grandkids came over for Father's Day to plant grandma's birthday flowers. We're listening, some of us, live, on demand. Now to Soundbite of the Week. My vote is for Soundbite number 2, Pastor Fisk. We should all be instructed to We should all be instructed to flee naked, the man-centered, to-do preaching, leave behind all false doctrine and the do-do works teaching, and flee to Jesus for the robe of righteousness, which he freely offers to all who believe in him. Thank you very much. Carrie in Minnesota says her vote is for number 1. I think it's amazing that God can look at us and not see sin when we know that we are all such sinners, that he only sees Jesus. Jesus covers all. Thank you very much, Carrie in Minnesota. Don in Kansas says, I vote for Soundbite number 4. The songs of contemporary worship are shallow, and many contain false doctrine. The children of Israel wanted contemporary worship, so they made themselves a golden calf. What we have today is man-made and man-centered worship. There's nothing new under the sun. Still time for you to vote, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Your chance to win the LPR bundle package. I've already got someone who's a contender there. 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. In the second hour of the program, we're going to spend a little time listening to our comment line, and then Brigitte Gabriel is going to join us. She's authored that book, They Must Be Stopped, Why We Must Defeat Radical Islam, and How Can We Do It? We'll talk to her about the protests in the aftermath of last week's presidential election in Iran. That's coming up in hour 2 of Issues Etc. Our Issues Etc. book of the month for June is the Lutheran Study Bible. Find out more about it by going to our website, issuesetc.org. It's like the Bible, the study Bible you already own, except better. Think about it that way. The Lutheran Study Bible, or you can call Concordia Publishing House. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040. It's the Issues Etc. book of the month for June, the Lutheran Study Bible. Well, I guess the winner's number 4. That would be Warren Cole Smith on Who Chooses the Songs for Contemporary Worship.
The answer to that question is a woman that I call Becky. Let me tell you who Becky is. Becky is the object of market research. Becky's 34 years old, drives a minivan, has 2 kids, and wants to listen to a radio station that, to use the phrase that's going around the industry today, is, quote, safe for the entire family. That means that, you know, no profanity and not anything that's objectionable, no discussion even of homosexuality or abortion on that radio station. But whenever I hear that phrase, safe for the entire family, remember what C.S. Lewis said about Aslan, the lion in the Chronicles of Narnia, that he was a good lion, but he was not a safe lion. And unfortunately, Christian radio is a place that has become safe but not good for us anymore. And what Becky likes, what the radio station programs for Becky's ears, becomes the songs that we sing in our contemporary worship services a year or 2 or 3 years from now. So contrast that from the way we've decided what we sing in the past. These great old hymns of the faith that were carefully selected by the wisest theological minds of our churches had a very powerful teaching impact on the young people. They joined us together. They knit our hearts together as a congregation, and not just with the ones that were standing in the room with us, but with the generations that had gone before us. Unfortunately, when we sing contemporary songs that have been picked out for us by Becky, we dislocate ourselves both from that history, but also from the great theology of our Christian faith.
Well, thanks to everybody who played Soundbite of the Week this week. When we come back, Issues Etc. comment line, Carrie emailed us from Minnesota with a short and sweet reason of why she voted for her pick for Soundbite of the Week. Carrie, if you would email us, talkback at issuesetc.org with your mailing address and your shirt size, I want to send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted and everybody who played Soundbite of the Week this week. When we come back, Issues Etc. comment line, and then Brigitte Gabriel is going to be our guest. We'll talk with her about the protests that have occurred in Iran in the aftermath of last week's presidential election. Your phone number for the next hour of Issues Etc., 1-877-623-6943. And our in-studio email address this Friday afternoon, June the 19th, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. When we come back, we'll hear what our listeners are saying on the Issues Etc. comment line. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.